Thank you. At this point, I'm going to ask Dave Kopp to come up to the podium and give us an address on the state of the gun rights fight in Arizona. Dave, when gun rights policy conference goes around the country, and this year it was in Phoenix, Dave is always called to be on the panel because Arizona is ranked by Guns and Ammo magazine as the number one state as most gun friendly in the United States. And the reason is in large part because of his lobbying. And your dues, which pay for it.
Whoa. Some wild fan going on here. Good morning. As anybody who has seen me speak before knows, I'm an audience participation kind of guy. This is where you've grown. I want to ask everybody, raise your hands, stand up, whatever you feel like doing. How many of you folks are terrorists? Well, got one, okay. Very subjective, yeah, exactly. Okay. How many of you folks hate your children or other people's children? Yeah, probably a few of those too, right? But, yeah. How well behaved are they? How many of us want to see other people come to harm? Yeah. But, you know, I kind of joke, but I'm not really joking, because when you look around the room, nobody's raising their hands. Yet, what do we constantly hear from the folks on the other side? We're terrorists. We're killers. There's blood on our hands. We want to see dead children. But that's not true, is it? So why do we keep hearing this? It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because, you know, let's face it, okay, we're all part of the choir here, and I'm preaching, I know. But there's a whole lot of folks out there, all kinds of folks, not just old white guys like me, women, minorities, young people, all over the country who are just like us, who enjoy the shooting sports, who like to defend ourselves, who like to defend our families. But we're not terrorists, and we're not killers, and we don't have blood on our hands. That needs to be recognized. At some point, somebody has got to own up that all of the stuff that they're throwing out there is just not true. So how do we do that? Sounds like a simple question, but it's not so simple, is it? Because, let's face it, yes, we are, as a community, aging. There's a whole lot of us old white guys up here. If anybody saw me speak at the very first AZCDL annual meeting all those years ago, I still had dark hair. Not anymore. Now, there's something to be said for those aforementioned children. It might have had something to do with that. But that notwithstanding, we are, as a community, aging, and we need to bring more people in, whoever they are. And, you know, I see a lot of arguing. I have the dubious pleasure of being the moderator of our Facebook group. And I see a lot of folks arguing about how do we do this. Kind of rule number one, don't argue about it. You're not there to convince somebody that they're wrong. You're there to convince somebody that you are correct. Not the same thing. So don't beat them over the head with it. When somebody says, gee, I'd like to try something. You know, I think this might be a good idea to get people involved in the shooting sports. The first thing you should do is encourage them, not tell them, oh, man, that's stupid. Don't do that. And it might be stupid, but don't tell them that. You want to encourage people. We need to get more people involved, and that's the only way we do it. Be on their side. Help them out. Do what you can do to help them realize whatever vision it is that they have. And if their vision's a little off, in your opinion, guide them towards the right direction. But don't beat them over the head with it. Because, folks, it is absolutely critical that we get more people involved. How many young folks in here, and by young I mean under 30, how many young folks are in here? Just raise your hands. All right. There's a few. Not nearly enough. How many ladies do we have here today? Yeah. Right. You see, now that's more than numbers I want to see. If you're not an old white guy, give yourself a hand. If you are an old white guy, give yourself a hand. We are the leading edge of this fight, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We are the only ones who are going to make any changes. To get more people involved, to get that goofy narrative that I was talking about at the beginning of this done. No more of that. We can't have it. It's just not true. We can't have these people telling lies about us all the time. We have got to counter that. However, we can. And so, folks, please, when you leave here today, find somebody to take to the range. Find somebody to read the Constitution with. Find somebody to fly their flag. But whatever you do, be involved. Thanks.